Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Yeah, I was just going to kind of give a sassy, okay?
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
You just really wanted to...
make it clear.
Yeah.
That we're not.
I think it's clear.
Well, now it's clear. Because I made it weird. But we aren't experts, but we are happy to be here.
Indeed.
In your earbuds.
Once again.
Once again, we're back.
Just, and, you know, if you're a new listener, we welcome you as well.
We do. We are just a podcast where we talk about things that, you know, make us feel good.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes the things that make us feel not so good.
Ooh.
Ooh. Which we'll get to today.
Maybe.
Maybe. Knowing my list.
Dori, how's it going?
Well, look, I have recently returned from a long weekend with six, seven of my best friends from college. We rented a house, celebrated, well, it was around one of our 40th birthdays, but the general vibe was that we were celebrating all of our collective birthdays.
Oh,
but I liked to torment my friends who are already 40 by reminding them that I am still 39.
Oh, you're that friend.
I was just doing it to bug them, not because I really give a crap.
You know, my birthday isn't particularly early. It's in May, mm-hmm. but for some reason, like most of my close friends from college, their birthdays are later than mine.
Oh, you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. So I've had friends like you, Kate.
It's not that I really give a shit when my birthday is. It's
sure.
more that my relationship with my college friends is that we really do share a sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
And tormenting each other lovingly is part of the game.
Now, so, did they come from all over the country?
Yes, I was very spoiled. We went to Palm Springs and I was the only person who happened to live in Los Angeles. Everybody
How
else flew
convenient.
In. I know. I did not plan this part of things. Another person picked Palm Springs, but I was
Great.
On board.
Yeah.
So I drove and we stayed at a really beautiful house. And my friend Elena, who I have mentioned on the show before, mm-hmm. my cooking chef friend Elena, cooked dinner for us.
Oh, what a dream.
Two nights in a row.
Damn.
It was like having a private chef.
Why slash are my best friends from college
One who
chefs?
I lived next door to freshman year of college.
Oh
yeah. And she's just a fantastic cook and everything is like made with such care and love.
Mm-hmm.
She made this olive oil cake.
Oh, I love an olive oil
cake.
Oh,
it was like the moistest cake.
It's so good.
With this like strawberry topping. I mean, it was just, I've got a farro salad in the fridge that's
Ooh,
leftovers. Yeah.
Lovely.
So we had, you know, it was very kind of like relaxing and nourishing. You know, we were all kind of doing our own thing. Some people went hiking.
Mm,
some
mm-hmm,
people stayed
mm-hmm.
and sat around the pool and read each other's tarot. We also foam rolled the whole weekend.
Oh.
Because I drove from my home, I was able to bring not one, but two foam rollers and my heating pad because my back is sore. This was a true birthday party for 40-year-olds. We would every
amazing.
Night people were just laying around foam rolling and we probably polished off like 72 seltzer waters in the course of a weekend.
What a dream.
It was just
were you in bed by like 10?
Yes. Many nights. Many nights everyone was just like, I think I just want to get in bed and read.
Oh.
I think the best part was like a lot of us hadn't seen each other in a few years because work and family matters and personal stuff and kids and everything. You know,
yeah.
it's hard to get together with friends around the country. And just getting to spend that time with my friends was like the most meaningful experience.
That's so nice.
It was super. Also, I love a jacuzzi.
I mean, the photos that you were posting on social media looked amazing.
It was really fun. So yeah, so that's what I did this weekend. And you know, I've been working on a couple things, Dory.
Okay.
One, I want to confess something.
I'm ready.
Which is that I have not been honest about my Twitter usage.
Go on.
I'm holding myself accountable.
Because I'll tell you something that I've observed.
Oh, what? Oh my God, about me?
Well, we have the shared Forever 35 pod Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
And I thought you were off Twitter, but every so often I would notice that the account had liked some tweets or responded to some tweets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you were like, I didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
So my dirty little secret, Dory, is that I don't know my personal Twitter login. Mm-hmm. I don't use my personal account, but I do know the Forever 35. And I have been logging on my phone to the Forever 35 Twitter account. And then
look, I wasn't going to say anything.
No, this is good that we're getting this out there. And so then once I was there, I would then leap over and check a lot of political content.
Yeah, because the Forever 35 account doesn't follow anything.
No, but I was using it because Twitter won't let you see things. It's like, log in if you want to see more. So I have been using
that poor account. Think how sad it is at having to look at all that negativity.
I was digging into a lot of political content. And then this weekend I was like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. I think I was making the excuse of like, well, I'm using Twitter to catch up on news. But really, I was just like using it to fill a hole in my brain.
I mean, there is an easy solution to this.
What is it?
I change the password and don't share it with you.
Oh, shit. I share it
with Lane.
Bonkers that I need everybody in my life to keep me off Twitter.
No, actually, I think it's good that you acknowledge that this is a problem.
It is.
And there's a very easy solution.
Yes. I'm asking for help.
Yes. So, and I'm offering it.
Change the Twitter password. But also what I ended up. So I had there was a journalist who had like lists of like progressive political writers. And I would like follow that list obsessively. And I had it bookmarked on my phone and I have deleted it. And this weekend I was like, I can't. There are ways to get news. It's called like the news tab on my phone. The New York Times app, Washington Post, you know, the various newspapers
I subscribe to.
Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Or I also do The Daily, the New York Times podcast, and then NPR, like First Up. Mm-hmm. There's many ways to get news that don't involve scrolling people fighting on Twitter. Oh, I mean, I realized that it's not that I need Twitter to get news. It's that I'm addicted to the experience of Twitter, to the like the fighting and the takes and kind of had to get real with myself this weekend. Because you know what I noticed? I wasn't on my phone that much because I was so engaged with my friends.
Yeah.
And then when I would like start looking at my phone, I was like, what am I doing? Why am I wasting time on Twitter? I can get news. I don't want to be avoiding news content, but I need to be avoiding Twitter. So I just wanted to get real about that. Twitter addiction's a real thing for me. It's been really hard to break. So that's a thing I'm working on. And another thing I'm doing, Dory, I am training myself to rise early.
Okay.
Listeners, have you sleep trained yourself? Not a child, yourself.
This has come up several times in the Facebook group.
Sleep training as an adult?
Yes, because every time it comes up, it seems to come up in the context of, I want to wake up earlier to work out.
Oh, I want to wake up earlier to just like write and have quiet time.
Yeah, but
sure.
Cool. I mean, the idea is kind of the same.
Totally the same.
I'll point you to some threads, Kate.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But I think that's an admirable goal.
Well, I've implemented a few things, which is that I set our coffee pot to brew at 6 a.m. I'm going to bed earlier.
So the smell is just wafting through the house.
I tell you what, the smell does wake me out of bed.
Do you still use your wake up light?
Uh-huh. I use that. And that helps. That does feel, it feels better than the audio, like the jolting audio. And the wake up light starts before your alarm is going to go off. So it like starts to set the tone.
Okay.
That wakefulness is happening.
Yeah.
So right now I'm working on being a 6 a.m. riser.
Okay.
And I'm getting there and I'm starting to feel it like in my bones. And then I'm going to bump it to like, I'm going to incrementally work backwards to like 5:45, 5:30. And I want to be a 5 a.m. riser. Because I want to go to bed earlier. And then I would like 2 solid hours in the morning of just here's my can I just give like a dream vision?
Yes.
I wake up at 5 a.m. I come get my coffee. Then I put in my Apple, my little earbuds. I put on like a news NPR news podcast and I foam roll for like 15 minutes because the foam rolling is helping my body feel better. Then I'm kind of wakeful and I sit down. I do my internet scrolling and I do a little writing and then I pitter patter and do whatever or I read. I do whatever else needs to, you know, what feels good to me. I like that quiet time. Yes. And you time at the end of the day does not work for me because I'm so tired. So
yeah,
I'm trying to create this time for me at the beginning of the day.
This sounds lovely.
So if anyone has any self sleep training tips, give it to me.
It seems like you're on the right track.
Maybe I need somebody to put me in my crib and let me cry it out. Well, we've covered me. Let's take a break. And okay. I can't wait to hear about what you've been up to.
Oh, great.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, we haven't seen each other face to face in a while.
This is true.
Which just destroys me.
I know, it's hard.
So catch me up on where you've been, because we were apart this weekend.
We were.
Do I sound codependent?
No, I mean, I get it. I didn't want to, I tried not to text you too much.
because you knew I was...
Because I knew you were with your friends.
Jacuzziing away.
Yeah. But I did take the time to send you a video of my niece.
Which I then watched and showed all my friends.
I mean, it was her birthday. I got her a really cute little people so dollhouse. And she was very excited. She said, wow. In her like 3-year-old, like big eyes. Yeah, it was very cute. But I try not to bother you.
Well, you can always bother me, but you did some like real on brand Forever 35 stuff this week.
I did. So I was on a couple panels at something called the Beauty X Summit, which is part of Indie Beauty Expo.
So cool.
So it was very cool. I'd never done anything like that before. I was on a podcasters panel with some other great podcasters, like our dear friend Jackie Johnson of Natch Butte, two women who host the Almost 30 podcast, and the woman who hosts the Business of Beauty podcast. So
cool.
We're just kind of, you know, chatting about podcasting. It was fun. But the point being, I put on a full face of makeup.
You did it yourself?
I did it myself.
You also added a wave to your hair.
I did.
And did you do that yourself too?
I did.
I love an all done by yourself look.
You know what I have come to realize?
Say it.
By and large, mm-hmm. And there are a few exceptions, like my wedding where my hair and makeup was like not done by me, totally on point, looked amazing if I do say so myself. I found that by and large, I like how I look when I'm doing my hair and makeup myself better than when I pay other people to do it.
And you feel like you know it best, what you need, what you want.
I know it best. I can do it. Like, I thought about going and getting a blowout, and then I was like, why?
Save the money.
I'll just whip out my T3.
You didn't whip out your Dyson?
No, my Dyson's a hairdryer.
What's a T3?
T3 is a curling wand.
Oh, excuse me. I thought a T3 was also a hairdryer.
I don't have there's the Dyson Airwrap.
Oh, that thing that sucks the hair in.
And that curls your hair or gives you a wave, from what I understand. I don't have that. Maybe next Christmas.
I hope your husband is listening to this podcast, or
just drop some hints.
I'll just leave Dyson, bring my vacuum cleaner over and get my hair stuck in it.
No, there is a curling wand that I've had for a few years. It's not like my favorite thing. It's not super easy to use, but it's fine. And at the length my hair is now, it's like pretty easy for me to get a good wave, but it does take a little while. Like, it takes almost like 20 to 30 minutes for me to do my full head of hair, and I don't have a lot of hair.
It looks great.
Oh, why, thank you.
Tell me about the full face of makeup. Did you go back to your Armani?
I did. So I started with a Benefit primer that I love, but I just don't ever use really anymore because, like, you know, I'm not wearing a full face of makeup. The primer that I used is called the Professional Face Primer.
I love a pun.
I know. Benefit is great with puns. I really like this primer. I've been using it forever. And so I started there. Then I put on my Armani, Luminous Silk Foundation, which, you know, is a great foundation. I just didn't need to be wearing it every day. but when you need a foundation to do the work, I mean, hello.
Hello, you pull out the big gun.
Then on my cheeks, I use the Wander Beauty...
that like highlighter stick?
Highlighter stick. Yep. Highlighter and blush stick.
I like that thing a lot. I brought it with me this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great... And I love the shades, so I use that. Then on my eyes, I used my Bare Mineral primer, eyelid primer.
Okay.
I love an eyelid primer. I think if you're going to wear eyeshadow and you're not wearing an eyelid primer,
what are you doing?
What are you even doing? Just slap on some eyelid primer. God, it's not that hard.
Whoa.
And then
fighting words.
Then I used a palette I got a few months ago, a Pixie palette that I got at Target.
Mm. Yep.
For some eyeshadow, I use my Urban Decay eyeliner.
What about those brows?
Urban Decay. I'll get there.
Oh, sorry.
And then I used the old Hourglass mascara that advertiser Hourglass.
That's a nice mascara.
It's a great mascara. And then on the old brows, I use my NYX powder pencil.
A favorite of Dory's.
It is such a good pencil. It costs $6.50. It has a brush on one end. So I just kind of brushed the brows and then I filled them in.
Were you at the convention? Like, you're surrounded by people who are experts in the field of
mm-hmm,
makeup.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? Like, were you like,
I felt good.
I got this. I know this.
I'm also not done.
Oh my gosh. There was more.
There was a Charlotte Tilbury Bond Girl lipstick.
I apologize.
It's okay.
For but jumping
I just,
ahead.
I just want to make it clear that I was also wearing lipstick.
Your lips were not bare.
They were not. I felt pretty good. I was like, okay. Like, I look pretty decent. You know? Yeah. I didn't feel like, oh God, you know,
not that I was suggesting that you should, but you know, sometimes when you're at a makeup convention,
yes.
like that is, you're going to see
yes.
some cool work.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie Johnson looked amazing as
look
huge.
She is the ultimate honey.
Yeah. So like I obviously wasn't going to compete with that, but I felt like I looked pretty good. The thing that I was more worried about was what I was going to wear being 6.5 months pregnant. I was like, oh, like I'm at the point now where I would rather wear something a little clingy. So it's like very obvious that I'm pregnant.
I follow,
you know,
you're not tenting out.
Yeah. So what I ended up in was a pair of Madewell maternity jeans, black maternity jeans,
cool,
a white maternity tank top that I recently got at Target. A blazer, a Wilfred Aritzia blazer that I bought, I think, on eBay like last year.
I remember that blazer.
Yeah, it's a good blazer. And a necklace and my Madewell boots with a heel. And I felt put together.
You felt good.
Yeah, I felt good.
You looked profesh as hell.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. And so I think it helps when you're like up on stage talking like that to at least feel good about how you look.
Yes. It helps with the, confidence.
In other news, we're still dog training.
Dory, when will you not be?
I mean,
look, it is a journey.
It is a journey.
Not a destination with that dog and any dog.
Indeed.
How is he doing?
You know, he's actually doing really well.
Would you ever post a video about it on our Instagram or your personal Instagram?
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah,
like,
I would.
Show us how it works.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that we're working on is called the relaxation protocol.
I want you to do that with me.
What?
That sounds amazing.
It basically involves Bo lying on his bed and I do various distracting things like walking backwards and clapping and... And if he stays down, he gets a treat. And it's like a 15-day thing. And every day you have different exercises and they kind of build on each other. So that's been really interesting. Just like we're also trying to teach him to be comfortable being behind like a baby gate.
Oh.
So like he can see us, but we would be in the living room, for example. Let's say with the baby doing tummy time and we don't want Bo all up in our shit.
Right.
So we have him behind a gate in our office where he can still see us and we're periodically like paying attention to him and throwing him treats, but he's not like all up in our faces. So that's another thing that we're working on. Cause you know, I think a lot of dogs have FOMO. They want to be around you.
Oh my God. My dog right now is having major FOMO.
Yeah. Like, and I get that. And so it's kind of like training them to be like, okay, I can be here and it's fine.
Truly, we need to train ourselves to deal with FOMO. This sounds very applicable.
Exactly. The one last thing I did want to mention is that I keep forgetting to mention on the pod that I went to the dermatologist a few weeks ago.
And?
Well, first of all, I hadn't gone in a couple of years.
That's okay. Look, we know the importance of going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And yet we've all let it slide for many years at a time.
Yeah. And you're supposed to get yearly mole checks.
You know, every time I go every year, my doctor's like, you don't need to come back for a few years.
Oh, really?
I'm very moley and freckly.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have skin cancer in my family.
Yeah.
I'm pretty moly. Like, I think I've been told I need to go every
year. So that is your
That is my recommendation. And she was like, she biopsied something on my back. She was like, I just don't like the looks of this.
Oh, God.
And, you know, you are kind of like, it's probably nothing. But then, of course, I'm like, oh, God, I'm pregnant. I don't want to get skin cancer anyway, but I especially don't want to get skin cancer when I'm pregnant.
No, that's terrifying.
But it turned out to be nothing.
Good.
She left a message. I was like, it's just something that comes with age.
Great.
I was like, okay, thanks.
Those are, that's a journey. I've said that like 50 freaking times in this episode, but boy, it is. You're like trying not to get nervous. It's completely out of your control.
Yep.
It's chances are it's going to be fine.
Yep.
And yet.
Also, the thing that had spurred me to make the appointment was like this kind of like, it looked like a raised mole on my leg. And that turned out to be nothing. She was like, oh, in fact, it's not a mole. It's a keratosis.
Oh, yes. I have
those. Which is like in the wart family. She was like, I can just freeze it off. And I was like, okay. So of course, like that thing was nothing.
Right. But then there was a new
discovery.
There
was another thing. And just one last thing.
Go on, Dory.
Have you been watching Sex Education?
No, but I will.
Oh, my God.
I've heard about it. I know I need to watch it.
Kate. It is a revelation.
It's that good?
I think it is so good.
It's Netflix?
It's Netflix. I have watched 3 episodes. I think it's just like so smart. Gillian Anderson.
As we're talking, I'm like, how do we get Gillian Anderson on the podcast?
I mean,
this to the pretend vision board we have?
I think everyone our age, like, probably watched at least some of X-Files.
I didn't, but I watched The Fall. I mean, I know she's fantastic.
Yeah, like she's fantastic, but like, I don't feel like I didn't watch The Fall. Like she hasn't really been a part of my life in a long time. This role is so good. She plays a sex therapist and a mom of a teenage boy. And she's like bitchy and sexy, but also like kind of an overbearing mom. She's a single mom. It's so sweet and funny and smart and great. So everyone, please go watch it immediately.
Okay. Well, Dory, that is a ringing endorsement.
Thank you.
I will check it out and I'll report back.
Please do.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Our guest today is Anne Shen. Anne, hello.
Hi.
You're in person
Welcome
today.
Welcome to the Forever 35 studio,
which is
so thrilled.
My garage.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Lots of natural light.
Well, Anne, I would love to start by reading your bio for our listeners, and then we will talk about the spread of products.
Spread is the right word.
It is. It's like a buffet. Anyway, I'm very excited. Okay, here we go. Anne Shen is an illustrator and author based here in Los Angeles. She's created artwork for clients including Disney, Facebook, HarperCollins, Papyrus, and the New York Times. Her first book, Bad Girls Throughout History, 100 Remarkable Women Who Changed the World, was published by Chronicle Books in 2016. And her second book, Legendary Ladies, 50 Goddesses to Empower and Inspire You, came out in 2018. And you have a beautiful journal and note card set coming out this year.
Yes, in April.
In April. So, Anne, welcome to Forever 35.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
You look dope.
Thank you.
You've got red lips.
Yep.
I put on the full drag for you guys today.
And it looks great.
It looks great. I would Thank like you. By the end of this for you to teach me how to do the eyeliner thing you have going
okay.
on.
Yeah. I've got all the trips. Tips and tricks.
Great. I mean, you are an illustrator. Okay, let's just start with this question.
Yeah.
As a person who is an illustrator, you paint, right? Is
yes.
that correct? With watercolor? Mm-hmm. Does that make you more able to do your makeup?
I think so. I think it makes me able to do my own makeup. I don't know if I could do other people's makeup, but I know because I'm drawing eyes and faces, I do a lot of portraits. I know what I like. And so I can do it on myself.
Have you always, is that a skill you acquired as like a teenager?
No, I actually didn't go back to art school until my mid-20s.
Wow.
Yeah, I started drawing like a year before I went to art school. I decided, I mean, it was always like into creative arts, but it was, I'm like a first child of immigrants. Yeah. So it was very not encouraged to go into the arts when I was younger, although my parents are very supportive now.
What did you go to school for?
I actually went to school for writing. So that was something that they were comfortable with me doing, because it was a skill that they were like, okay, that applies to a lot of things. You'll be okay. But that was the thing. I graduated with a degree in writing, and then I was working in LA for a few years, like at various nonprofits in writing roles. And then I was like, oh, I'm really miserable. 2008 hit. Mm. And I was just like, I'm really miserable in my job. I can't find a new job. My husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, was going to CalArts for animation, and I would visit him at school and see all the cool kids like doing all these things that I always wanted to do and didn't know how, because I never knew anyone who had gone to art school or put together a portfolio or anything like that. And so I was like, I think I'm going to go to art school.
Wow.
Like, instead of, I was going to go and get a writing MFA in a few years anyway. And then I was like, what am I going to do with that? I want to do something totally different, because I'm not going to be a career novelist in my 20s. At least I wasn't. I didn't have enough world experience I wanted to have. You guys probably understand that as writers. And so I decided I was going to just totally switch careers, so my day job would be something totally different than writing. And I took my first extension class at a local art school, and then I was like, ooh, I love this. I'm actually going to apply to go to art school, and then I'll just keep applying until I get in, and that's going to be my next degree. And so I did that, went through the program for 3 years, and then I basically have been working and illustrating since then. It's been 10 years, actually, this year.
That's incredible. And you mentioned your parents and kind of their expectations of you. How did that go when you let them know that you were going to follow this other passion and pursuit? What was that kind of conversation like, or were you comfortable just saying to them, like, sorry, this is what's up?
Well, at that point, I was already supporting myself. Like, I pretty much, I mean, my parents were kind enough to put me through college the first time. I went to a UC, so it was very affordable. And so it was more just like, I would talk to my mom about how unhappy I was at jobs, and I kept switching jobs, and it just didn't make it better. Mm-hmm. So then she was like, remember when you wanted to go to art school? Like, maybe you should take an extension class and see. Like, she actually, it was because a family friend of hers went to art school. So then she was like, oh, okay, this might be a real thing.
This is like actually a career.
Yeah, exactly. And so like, she was like, why don't you just try an extension class and see if you like it? And so actually that was what put me back on that path. She reminded
me. Mom had smart advice.
Yeah. And I think at that point she was like, well, I don't have to support you, so you can do it.
Totally.
You
know, you go take that art class, Sam. Yeah, you try it out.
Exactly.
When did you launch your Instagram?
Oh my gosh. I started really early, because at the time I was working at the company Bando. Mm-hmm. And that was my first design internship. And it was in 2010 or 11.
Bando launch? I mean,
oh gosh, I think like 2008 or something.
Gotta listen to Jen Gotch's podcast. She has a great episode about the history of Bando.
Oh, well, there we go.
It started with flower crowns. I had no idea.
I didn't know it was 10 years old. I thought it was newer.
No, I didn't either, but I've been since educated.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were getting on it. And so I found it and I was like, okay, I'll try it. And that's why my Instagram name is not my name, because I thought it would be this like secret world, behind the scenes.
Yeah, your Instagram is Ann Danger.
Yes. And by the time I was like, oh, this is a real thing we use for business, it was too late.
The other Ann Shen has snatched it up.
Which, there was a moment where when we were talking and I was like, oh, her last name isn't Danger. Like, not even, I mean, logically, I kind of assumed, but that's just now how I referred to you in my,
many
head.
People do.
Yeah. I love that you mention like just getting into art and illustrating in your 20s, because not only do I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as adults to have all that, you know, have our careers and interests figured out by the time we're like 18, but as a parent, I feel like there's so much pressure to like nurture your kids' interests and enroll them in these classes, and it's so like reassuring to hear about people who like weren't artists from the day they were five. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it was always in you, but coming to stuff later in life, I think, is also really good to hear as parents. Like, you know, just the pressure.
That's such a good point.
I just feel it so much as my kids get older, and I'm like, oh my God, should they be taking violin so they can be violinists? You know, like, and they don't have to like do their passion as an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be the only parent who's feeling this, but I just, it, that really resonated with me.
Well, I also like wrote a lot when I was a kid. That was what I would do. Well, I drew a little and then I wrote a lot. Like I would write stories, put them in little binders and share them among my friends. Cute. And so by the time I was like 21 and out there and ready to be a professional writer, I was over it for a little bit. I was kind of like, I'm ready to put this down and like explore my other interests and just be a beginner again and learn something new.
What a good feeling. Have you been a beginner again since? Like, is there something that you are now beginning with?
Yes, actually, part of my self-care last year, I went through this whole like self-care renaissance because I basically sacrificed my health to get my career to where it is now because I felt so behind. And then I was having all these health problems, and then I was like, I need to have hobbies that are not sitting and using my hands. And so I started taking voice lessons just for fun.
Oh, cool.
I have no intention of ever singing publicly, but it's something that I find really enjoyable for me. I'm really present in the hour that I'm there. And I've learned a lot that actually helps with when I do speaking and things like that, like just kind of peripherally. I've learned
that's
stuff
really that cool. Out.
But it was something to, like just, I've always been interested in it. It's something I was way too shy to do. So I was like, then it's something I feel like I need to do. Because I've always been interested.
Was your first voice lesson terrifying?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So scary. But my teacher is so good, so positive, so encouraging. And that it made it not scary. But it's been really fun. I actually recently got a keyboard again. I played piano for 10 years as a kid.
Oh my God. And I recently got a keyboard too.
Really? Yeah. It's just like so nice and peaceful to play music for yourself. I resisted it so much as a kid because I hated playing piano. It was a fight every week with my mom, and I'm not a pianist.
Right.
Same.
But now I'm like, oh, I actually like having this skill. Thanks, Mom.
Totally. Okay. Can we talk products?
So we tempting. And when Anne got here, we were like, well, let's make this a product.
I'm like chomping at the bit to talk about everything that is in front of us right now.
You brought two bags worth of goodies, of treasures, and you have a great tab on your Instagram stories that's just skincare, where you lay out a lot of your faves, some of which I see now. You've lined them up based on the order in which you use them. So, Anne, take us on this journey. We're with you in spirit in your bathroom. Is that where this is all going down?
Yeah. Okay. So my skincare journey starts with, I've struggled with acne my whole life, and well, not my whole life, since my teens. And I had really good skin the last 5 years. And then recently I went off hormonal birth control for other reasons, like, cause I realized it was, I read this book called Woman Code and realized it was causing a lot of like inflammation and things that doctors were like, we don't know why eczema happens. And I was like, well, could it be this? And they're like, could be. So I was well, I'm 34 now, so I'm not, my parents aren't going to be mad at me if I get pregnant, but you know, there are also alternative methods that don't alter our bodies so much. And so because of that though, that fallout, it's been 5 months and I'm now dealing with hormonal acne again at 34. So it's a struggle. And so my skincare routine got really good because I was on, I got into Korean skincare and the whole like 10 step thing. Which I know there's a bit of a backlash on now, but I feel like 10 steps takes me like 10 minutes at most.
It works for you. And like,
if it works for you, it works for you. If 2 steps works, great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you have amazing, like my husband has amazing skin, and I only recently like convinced him he should wash his face once in a while. And I'm so jealous because I'm like, oh, I just wake up and my skin's perfect. And I, if I didn't wash my face, there would be consequences the next day because that's just my skin. So should I just go through my routine?
Okay. Take us like, through
please.
It.
Okay.
Like Dory said, the bit is being chomped.
So my nighttime routine is a little bit more extensive. So I'll start with that. And then my daytime is just a couple of the same things. So I always start with a cleansing wipe because I have lash extensions, which I love. They're the joy of my life. I've had them for 2 years. And so they're my great joy.
And this is something you like, you have to get redone every like 3 or 4 weeks. I've never had lash extensions.
I actually do it about 7 or 8 weeks.
Okay.
I go back and get them refilled. Cool. I do it a little more frequently if I'm doing more appearances or I'm going out into the public because I work at home in my studio. So I don't, if I'm like, at 6 weeks and a little sparser, my dogs don't care.
Or do they?
Maybe they do. But because of the lash extensions, I use a cleansing wipe so I can get close to my eye line, but not have the cotton balls that get stuck in the lash.
Yes. Can I ask a stupid question?
No.
Can you put mascara on?
No.
Okay. So this, what you have, these gorgeous lashes.
Yeah, I wake up like this.
Jesus.
I'm really high maintenance this way to be low maintenance every day.
Yeah.
Because like generally I don't have a full face of makeup. I just have like the lashes and I draw on the eyebrows a bit and then I'm good to go, like run errands and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And sunscreen, of course.
I thought this was mascara. Okay, so these are the lash extensions.
I love my lash extensions. I can give you my guy. And okay, so I use the cleansing wipes to take off all makeup. Then I use
And these are simple, we should say.
Simple ones. I just get them at Target. I find them to be the least irritating. I used to like an oil-based one that was by Skin Food, the brown rice cleansing tissue, but they discontinued it, so I was bummed. So I found these. They're really non-irritating, which I really like. And then I use a oil cleanser, the Benilla Clean It Zero.
I like that one a lot.
I thought you couldn't use an oil cleanser with lash extensions.
You can't, which is why I do it all around my orbital bone. And then I wash my face basically perpendicular or parallel to the sink. So it doesn't touch my lash extensions.
Okay.
I had to perfect my technique.
Yeah.
I was using the oil cleansing wipes and then I skipped the oil step.
Right, right.
But then they discontinued and I couldn't find another one. So I'm back to this because of the acne. My esthetician was like,
Got it. Oil cleanse.
And I was like, all right, we're back to this. I didn't bring my usual morning cleanser, but it's the COSRX Good Morning Low pH Cleanser.
A fave.
It's really good. Even my husband really likes it. Yes, recently, I switched because I got gifted something else. And my husband's like, I like the other one better. And I was like, oh, suddenly you have an opinion. I love it.
I see how it is.
So even guys like it. Mm-hmm. And then I use my favorite toner is the Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner. Mm. It's just really simple and clean. I didn't bring because it's a big bottle too. But because I find a lot of toners have either salicylic acid or something else. Like a lot of things try to multitask adding all these acids and it's just too much for my face.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my esthetician, when I was going through this stuff, he was like, you're using too much exfoliate. And I'm like, oh, I guess you can use too much exfoliate. I just want to exfoliate all this shit off though.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that's what we had Courtney Chisano.
She'll be on an upcoming episode.
Yes, we haven't aired it yet, but she was saying the same thing. She's our facialist and she sees tons of overexfoliation. And I know that urge. I want to be like scrubbing it every night.
I just want to like scrape everything off basically with it, right? So instead of using like a, well, I have a ton of serums thanks to you guys now.
Oops.
I love it. But I use, so for when I have acne, I use this benzoyl peroxide 2.5% from acne.org. So it kills bacteria on your face, but it's the 2.5% keeps it from being way too intense and peeling like the stuff we used as teenagers.
What is acne.org?
It's just this website that sells like stuff like this and it's just like pure benzoyl peroxide.
I've never heard of acne.org.
Me neither.
That's cool.
You know, a friend told me about it and that's why I got it. And this is, I think, one of their like smaller sizes to try. So it's nice. And then I sometimes use an essence, sometimes don't. Depends on how I'm feeling. And lately I've been rotating serums. I have this Neogen. So half of my stuff is Korean skincare and half is not. And I think I just kind of find what works for me. And I like to try a lot of new things too. So
it's fun, right?
That's hard. Yeah. So when I'm not exfoliating, I use this Neogen Real Ferment Micro Serum that I got on SoCo Glam.
Ooh, can you see that?
Yes. It has like fermented stuff in it that's supposed to make your skin more plump and moisturized. So,
and you're a SoCo Glam fan.
I am. That's how I discovered Korean skincare and all their products have really worked for me. So I'm a fan.
You've got a beautiful SoCo Glam makeup bag. I have to shout it out. It's like shimmering. It's
and holographic.
Yeah, I love it.
And then when I am exfoliating, I use this Caudalie salicylic acid one.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like their stuff.
Yeah, their stuff is really nice.
Smells really good. And then twice a week I use Good Jeans. You guys know what that looks like.
Oh, so yeah. We do, and we know what it smells like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually think it smells like ginger to me.
Oh,
like it doesn't smell terrible.
I've heard people say they think it smells like lemongrass.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I think it has lemongrass in it.
Mm. Real reframing of the Good Jeans smell narrative. I like this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay. Next time I use it, I'll give it a sniff and think ginger. Okay. I can do that.
Think ginger. And then I've started using this Ordinary Azelaic Acid Suspension 10% because I've heard from a lot of and read a lot that azelaic acid is supposed to help fade dark spots, which I'm dealing with right now.
Okay.
And then once a week, I'll do the Neogen gauze peeling wine, the pads.
The pads, yeah.
I like those.
Or I'll do masks a couple times a week. And my favorite is just still Queen Helene's Mint Julep mask, the sulfur mask that pulls out a lot of stuff.
Mm.
It's like a drugstore fave still from college.
That's awesome. A standard from way back.
Yeah, way back.
Those are the best kind.
And then... So that's my masking. Oh, and then like once or twice a week, I also use a sheet mask when I'm in the bath, which I learned from Jasmine Gilroy how to do.
The best.
Took the master
bath
class
expert.
On that.
Yes.
What is this?
Oh, okay. Ooh. So my moisturizing. So at night, I do a snail cream moisturizer. The Super Aqua Misha one is my fave still. And it smells like really cucumbery and nice.
And the container is gorgeous.
It is beautiful. Like, it looks very luxurious.
Yes, it feels very luxe. And then after that, I put on an oil just because I went to a Korean skincare guy and he did that measuring thing where they measure the level of hydration of your skin.
Ooh. Wait a second. How do they do that?
It's like this little like device that they put just up to your skin. And then it measures the percentage. And mine was at like 25%. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're pretty dehydrated. It should be at 40 or 50% is best. And I have oily skin. So I was like, what? So then I added an oil on top of my moisturizer to keep everything down. And the oil, I just got this from him. I like it. It's a jojoba and evening primrose oil, which is really good for scars and dealing with acne. You want like an oil that has high... linoleic acid. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Well, we're not experts, so we don't know either.
But I am a skincare enthusiast, so I read a lot of blogs. Yeah. So, you know, the internet's always correct.
Well, always. And it's also hard when you're reading stuff, but not hearing anybody say it out loud. You start to just pronounce the acids in their own way. Like, I still can't say phthalates. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did. Finally,
you
took
you nailed
year.
It.
I nailed it. So is the oil an every night thing as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So I use that every night. It absorbs really quickly and it's really nice. It's not too oily. So during the day, in the morning, I do the COSRX, I do the toner, and then I do this Mizon Snail Recovery Gel Cream, which is my favorite moisturizer. This is one of my holy grails too.
Oh, really?
I put it on every morning and it's just like, it feels really moisturizing, but then it dries like matte. Like nice and not shiny, which for me is a big thing. Shiny. And then I just put on my Biore UV Aqua Rich Watery Essence Sunscreen, which it's the best sunscreen. I used to get it on Amazon, but I went to like Tokyo and Taiwan last year and I bought 6 and put it in my suitcase.
Oh my God,
and every time my parents go, I have them bring me back sunscreen.
Listen, that's what parents are for.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously.
What is this spray? Oh.
Okay, so I see an acupuncturist twice a week for my skin as well. She puts me under the light that kills bacteria, and then she also does like some gua sha to move stuff along, and I also get like 50 needles in my face.
What is gua sha?
Gua sha is it's like the roller, but it's just like a blade of either rose quartz or jade. And you could do like lymphatic drainage on your skin.
Ooh, cool.
And it feels really nice. You could look up YouTube videos of how to do it. It apparently also helps with like just kind of like depuffing your skin because you're draining all the stuff in your lymph nodes because apparently it just sits there unless you move it along or your body's moving along.
Okay, get it out there.
Yeah. So this is just a rose hibiscus, the rose water, coconut water spray from Herbivore. I use this because when I'm using my like benzoyl peroxide and my serums, I let them dry for about 10 minutes in between steps. But when I'm putting on my moisturizer again, my acupuncturist recommended like just spraying a rose water that's calming just so your skin absorbs stuff faster when it's wet. But my skin's obviously dry because I've been waiting the 10 minutes in between. This is my nighttime routine. Like my skincare is my thing that winds me down. So I'll just re-wet my face again with the rose water spray and then put my moisturizer on so it absorbs better. And then this is also one of my favorite holy grails recently, this Milano CC cream. It's a vitamin C. It's not really cream, actually. It's more like an oil. You can like open it and try it. It's been really good at fading my spots.
Oh, amazing.
Like miraculously good.
I've never heard of Milano.
It's a Japanese brand. Ooh. And I got it on Amazon.
And this is a daytime thing.
Nighttime.
Nighttime.
If you use it during daytime, It oxidizes a bit and turns a bit orange in the sun, I think, or something like that. So I don't use it during daytime.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But not during the night.
And we should say it's a CC cream, but it's not.
Or it's not a CC cream. It's just called a CC.
Okay.
It's Milano CC is the name of it.
Got it.
But it's like a vitamin C oil.
Cool.
And then
fun goodies on this table.
I mean, this is my hobby, I think.
It's like you're a sommelier. Like I was thinking about this recently. Like there are wine enthusiasts.
That's true.
You know, like
I'm a skincare enthusiast for sure.
Seriously.
And then for treating spots, I use just straight tea tree oil, and then the COSRX acne patches. Tea tree oil when it's closed, the acne patches when it's open, because then it sucks the stuff right out.
Okay.
And then my eye cream is the 100% pure coffee bean caffeine eye cream.
Ooh. Who makes that?
100% pure. Oh, 100% which is a great, pure.
I've never heard of 100%
pure. Oh, they're a great natural, like all natural brand, woman owned. They have a store in Topanga Canyon. If you want to go in and just like check out their stuff. But I ordered that one on Amazon, and it's actually their tiny sample one, but I don't use that much eye cream, so I've been using it for like 6 months.
I love a sample that gets stretched. Those are the best time when you're like, this is still going.
Yeah.
Like this is actually a lot of product.
Because then I can actually use it all as opposed to I'm bored with this. I want to try something new.
Yes. Oh, I know that.
And then for my lash extensions, I actually use this Lash Food eyelash serum just so it helps like the lashes, my natural lashes continue to grow in thicker. Mm-hmm. And I mean, people say it ruins your eyelashes, but I really don't think it does. I think you just forget how wimpy your lashes were to begin with, because I have a before and after picture and I was like, no, that's what they look like. So that's my nighttime and my skincare.
How often do you change products or try new products?
There are things that that have definitely been staples for years, like the oil cleansers and the moisturizers I go back to, and the sunscreen forever. With the serums and the essences, I play a bit around more with that, and I'm doing a thing where I'm using up everything I have. However, I have 3 serums, so that's going to take me forever. And am I going to not buy a new serum that sounds interesting, exciting to me? No, I'm going to get it. So,
but you're trying to kind of just get through everything.
Yeah. And I'm also trying to use the same things for at least a month so that I know how it's affecting my skin.
Smart.
Especially because I'm going through some skin turmoil right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Skin turmoil is a thing I think a lot, we have a lot of listeners who write in about dealing with hormonal acne, adult acne. What is your, like, what are your tools? Like, we can talk about skincare tools and everything else, but what are your other, like, emotional tools of dealing with that?
Because
it's a lot, and I think we tend to gloss over it.
It is really difficult. I, like Kendall Jenner, am now coming out as having acne.
Did Kendall Jenner have to reveal that?
Don't you remember like a few weeks ago, they were like, Kendall Jenner is going to make a big an announcement about her past or
her most
ridiculous. And everyone thought she was going to say something else.
Okay.
But she revealed that she struggled with acne.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I support Kendall. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
It was very
Kardashian Jenner.
Yeah, that's right.
Her.
Exactly. But my tools for dealing with it, I think the hardest part is just having the ability to like have outside help. I'm finally at a point in my life where I'm like, okay, I can go see an esthetician once a month. I can go to acupuncture twice a week to deal with it. So having outside help helps a lot because it doesn't feel like something I'm dealing with privately.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm working through. And then also, I definitely incorporate lifestyle changes too, where, I take like supplements that help and have tea that helps. And that also is part of my like self-care. I'm taking care of my body because sometimes a lot of the time acne is like coming from inside, right? Something in your body is off and it's hard to know what it is. And it's crazy to me that we can like have really tiny, really powerful computers and put a car in space, but we haven't figured out what causes acne.
Yeah.
It's like,
it is kind of crazy when you say it, when you put it that way.
Right. And we're only starting to have more discussions about like gut health and hormones and our whole, like in Woman Coach, she talks about how like they don't study endocrinology really, or use that as that could be the cause of things. And it is the cause of a lot of things. So that's been interesting too. So I guess that's kind of how I find outside support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you also have this incredible makeup spread.
Oh yeah.
Like holy, you have my favorite primer.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The Smashbox.
Yes, I love
the photo finish. I love it. It's really, really good. It's, I mean, I even bought the full size. That's how much I like.
I know, which I always buy the like tiny travel size at Sephora and it lasts me a while.
Yeah.
But you have gone
full hog on it. And then I have, so I don't wear makeup every day normally, but I think of it as my, you know, my costume I put on when I'm like out and doing stuff.
Like shoes with heels for me.
Yeah, like you feel like, okay, now I'm able to do it and I'm not nervous, I'm prepared, and I just feel good. And so my favorite foundation is this Tarte Amazonian Clay Full Coverage Foundation.
Ooh.
Oh, I wanted to say I always wear sunscreen even if my products have a little bit of sunscreen in them, because I read this, I think it was on Soka Glam's blog or something, where the amount of recommended that you would have to put on to get the SPF 15 from your foundation is like way more than you would actually put on.
Thank you for clarifying this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm in a wee bit of a battle with my husband whenever he puts on his like Aveeno SPF 15. And I'm like, you need more sunscreen.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't. Yes, you do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to make him listen to this episode.
So I put, you know, always put sunscreen on. Then I put the primer. Then I do the foundation, and this has worked the best for my oily skin and keeping things matte but kind of glowy, not too matte, which can be like drying and aging looking. I'm trying out this NYX concealer right now. I like it. I don't use a ton of concealer.
I like NYX products.
Yeah, and I like that it's I like that their product's a little smaller, which is probably how they could charge a little less, but it's like I'm not going to use this much concealer by the time it's going to expire.
Totally.
Yes.
Which is right.
Yes.
Which is also why I like Fenty. Like their lipsticks are a little smaller and people are like, oh, it's like sample size. But I'm like, I, an average person, am not going to wear, I've never worn an entire tube of lipstick ever. So it's like, it's nice to me that it can be $18, which is not exorbitant for a lipstick. It is higher end, but like I can afford that.
Totally.
Right.
It's no Tom Ford.
Yeah.
Dory. What was that, a $50 lipstick?
$54.
Oh my Lord.
How often have you worn it?
I don't wear it all the time. I've found other ones that I like better.
Ugh.
Just saying.
The Charlotte Tilbury one.
I like the Charlotte Tilbury one.
Do you like those? I like the, after you guys talked about it, I was like, oh, I had Pillow Talk and Bond Girl in my Sephora cart, my Sephora's cart forever. But I never pulled the trigger. I did get Pillow Talk as a Sephora sample.
Ooh.
They had it like as a 100-point reward.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually can't find my Pillow Talk, but I like my Bond Girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I want to try that out.
I also think
I love detours.
The Charlotte Tilbury lipsticks stay on longer than the Tom Ford lipstick does.
That's really important.
So
Tom Ford,
I mean, what get it together.
Doing? Come on. Now, you have a beautiful Stila lip color here. Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yes.
Okay. It's my favorite.
Yeah, your lips are a gorgeous. Is it matte technically?
It's a matte. It's a liquid lipstick, which I didn't love, but I'd read this was on so many people's lists. This is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wears. This is what a lot of people wear. It's the Beso Stila Stay All Day Liquid Lipstick. Beso is the color.
That's gorgeous.
It's red. And I love it. And it really does stay really well.
Is it like a long lasting red?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's not like the kind that flakes off.
Yeah, I have a hard time with those.
Yeah. This one feels really natural, like lipstick, where it's not like shellac.
And did you line your lips too?
You always line with a bright color. So I line it with a MAC pencil that I have.
Okay. Because it looks very like perfectly done. Where I feel like when I would put this on, I don't always line. And then it's just like blurp.
Yeah.
Looks like I just like ate a strawberry. I like mushed it on my mouth. That was a weird analogy, but there we go.
And I didn't bring that because, you know what a MAC pencil looks like. Let's see. I also brought So right now I'm using this Marc Jacobs blush. I'm trying to switch to cruelty-free as I use up my products. And Marc Jacobs is one of the few like prestige brands that is cruelty-free. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I got this.
I believe Charlotte Tilbury is.
Oh, yes. Really?
Mm-hmm. And so I got this a while ago. So I'm using that. I don't always use highlighter and bronzer. Or is this what this is? Yeah. But when I do, it's the Too Faced ones. I have the Candlelight Glow, if you guys want to look at it, and the Milk Chocolate Soleil.
Oh, this is pretty. Look at that pink.
It looks so pretty on so many people.
Candlelight like Glow.
Ooh.
Rosy glow.
And that one smells like chocolate, which is like a
nice. That's pretty too.
Those are nice.
Also, I just want to comment on, again, the packaging.
Yeah, the packaging is lovely.
Too Faced stuff is really
lovely. I love
lovely.
Too Faced packaging. It's really why I buy a lot of their stuff. And their stuff works well, too. I have the Fenty brushes. They're the travel brushes that are magnetic, but
ooh,
I love
what
them.
What just happened here? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be like a lipstick.
No, these are the highlighter and the contour brushes.
Oh, these are cool.
I like that they're small, and I like that they're, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put my skin on your
They feel really
brush,
good. But... And they're
and you
magnetic.
Use this as everyday brush, not just for traveling.
Yes.
They're really cute.
Yeah. I like that they're easy to find too, because they're all magnetic. And then, okay. So these are my two favorite Holy Girl products. They are both Asian beauty products. One is the Auto Eyebrow by Lioli Cosmetics. I don't know how to pronounce that. But it's an eyebrow pencil that's like slanted. You can open it. It's slanted, and then it
has the spool
on the other side. So it's kind of the shape your eyebrow wants to be in anyway. It's super easy to use. It stays really well, and it's like $6 on Amazon.
Oh, love a $6.
Yes. Right? I bought the Anastasia because I was like, well, I should see what this is about. And I was like, it's good, but my $6 one works just as well.
Yeah, I use a NYX. I'm not wearing it right now, but I use a NYX powder pencil that is $6.
I use a Wet n Wild. I love Wet n Wild.
You just need a little color up there, you know? And then, so my eyeliner is this. So I discovered Asian beauty eyeliners. And this one is by Dolly Wink is the name of the brand. And
how did you make the discovery? Like, were you just playing around with stuff? Did you order stuff?
A friend of mine also, she works in the makeup industry, and I had asked her and she told me about this.
These
Japanese ones have like these nice points that are like brush pens, which make it really easy to line your eye.
Where do you get this from?
Well, this one I got in Tokyo, but I think you can get in like Little Tokyo or online. I bought two because I didn't know what it said.
Oh, look.
And I had asked on Instagram, like, what's the difference between these two? Because I don't read Japanese.
Amazing.
And it turns out the red one is waterproof.
Oh.
And the pink one is not. And when you have lash extensions, you're not supposed to wear waterproof stuff on there.
So you're saving that one.
Yeah. For when, you know.
And the brow pencil is what you have on now.
Yes.
It looks great.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I was like doubting it, and I got the Anastasia, and I was like, oh God, it looks the same.
Isn't that the
the
journey?
Right? You spend the money
is.
And then you're like, oh.
Some things are worth the money.
Yes. They are, but it's like trial and error
it
to
is.
Figure out which what is.
It is.
And trial and error, I mean spending the money, and that's just sometimes annoying.
Yeah.
And then, my last thing is setting spray. My favorite one is the Urban Decay All Nighter one. It just works the best.
What does a setting spray do? Does it like freeze your makeup to your face, or is it more just like giving you a punch of glow?
I think it's supposed to just freeze your makeup to your face. For me, my eyelids are eyelid is a little closer. So when I blink and they get greasy, then my eyeliner will transfer.
Oh.
And so when I started using the setting spray, that problem went away.
Oh, wow.
And you can use it with fake lashes.
Yes.
And how did you perfect your beautiful cat eye? Because this is something I can't do. I haven't figured it out yet. I'd like to learn by the time I'm 50. It's 11 years.
I hope I can help you here. So I draw to the end of my eye, and then I've seen on some YouTube videos from people who are probably half my age and really good at makeup. You kind of follow your flick follows the curve of your bottom lid. If that makes sense.
It does make sense.
So you kind of go to the end,
doing that.
And then you're like, okay, now it goes this way up. And then you kind of fill in that little triangle more. So it's this side looks better today.
That's always hard when one side looks good and then the other side is like, ugh, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Wow, you've taken us on a real journey.
Thank you for letting me indulge.
This was amazing.
No, this is so great. And it's a lot of stuff I've never even like seen or heard of.
Totally.
And I'm just revisiting this Milano Cici stuff.
That one is a new discovery, and I highly, highly recommend this. Do you have everything?
Do you have any favorite, like any, I know you mentioned Soko Glam, and they have a great blog on their website. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other skincare sites or YouTubers or anybody that you recommend people follow?
I really like, for when I was learning about Asian beauty and Korean skincare in general, I really liked reading 50 Shades of Snail was her blog name.
Oh, I love that.
50 Shades of Snail. And I want to say it's like Snow White and the Asian Pear. and they get really into reviewing products, like into the science of it and into all the stuff that it does for your skin. And then they review things thoroughly. So that's when I started to learn, kind of dip my toe into it. And it's very overwhelming. I would read like one blog post and then be like, okay, I have to come back in like a week to learn about
something else. Yeah, it is. It's
a lot. So those are good resources. And then actually like the Skincare Addict Reddit is a really good place to go to start. It's also very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But if you're thinking about trying a new product or trying to figure out how to solve a specific thing, you can search on there and then find threads and then kind of see what's upvoted and what has worked for people. Yeah, I thought Reddit was just for like 15-year-old boys, but it's actually a really great.
No. There's also a great Asian skincare subreddit.
Yes. Yeah. That's where I've discovered some of the more like low key things like this. Mm-hmm.
No, I love Reddit. I even have the app on my phone.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it. Look at me taking Twitter off, putting Reddit on. and this has been the best.
Oh my gosh,
so glad you came today. Can you tell our listeners who may not be following you, one, where they can find you on the internet, and then when your new products come out and where they can get them?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ann Danger. My website is ann-shen.com.
And it's Ann with no E.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
No E.
Thank you. Ann with no E. A-N-N-S-H-E-N. And then I wrote a goddess guided journal called How to Be Legendary. That's a follow-up to my second book about goddesses. That one's coming out April 9th, and then there are note cards that have two new goddesses in it coming out April 4th, I believe.
And let's just say we might have gotten a sneak peek of both of those things.
And they look great.
They might be freaking gorgeous, and you might want them.
Thank you.
Just a thought. Anne, thanks again.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
Dory.
Yes, Kate.
I believe you just uttered the phrase intenchi genchies.
I don't even know what I said.
That's not like you to abbreviate and then add on a made up word.
No, you're really rubbing off on me. I'm going to have to give you a ringle dingle about this later.
Do you know what's weird? This weekend while I was with my friends from college, I definitely uttered the words, "That's what I'm saying," which is like a classic Dory Shafrir line.
It is.
Will be one person. We'll be one person.
Door Kate.
That's right. We established that in our most recent episode.
Okay.
Oh boy. On that note, let us get to these intenchi genchies. Tell me, did you tackle did you tackle the Cabinet of Doom, which is what your plan was last week?
Kate.
Oh no.
I did not. I didn't even open it.
It is okay. Remember, these are low stakes.
You know, there's just a lot going on, and I think in terms of like getting the house ready, I'm just in a mode of like, I am sort of feeling like I need to do things in order.
That's fair.
And the cabinet is not the highest priority at the moment. So it will get done because I think we're going to move my electric piano over there.
Oh.
My digital piano. Because my son will not be interested in playing it for quite some time.
You never know. He could be a prodigy.
That's true.
Two-year-old jamming out to Beatles tunes also, on an electric piano.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're right or left-handed to use the digital piano, whereas this other collection that's in our home
of guitars are all left-handed.
Are all left-handed guitars. So, yeah. So that was a nope. How did your meal planning go?
Meal planning is going very well.
Go on.
I received a great tip, which is the Best Simple Recipes Cookbook by America's Test Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. We love ATK in this house.
So I know what ATK, first of all, I don't call it ATK. Mm-hmm. So right there, you can see I'm not a mega fan.
All right.
But I know what it is, mm-hmm. but I've never really tried any of their recipes. Mm-hmm. I tried two of their recipes last week and my kids, I don't even know how to describe this. It was the weirdest thing. I made cod, which like we've never had in my house.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of in a bed of leeks and olives, which I didn't give to my kids. I just gave them like carrot sticks, but they had the cod. They scarfed it up.
Really?
And then I made turkey enchiladas and they ate them like without question or comment. Like normally there's commentary.
Interesting.
And I actually said like, I made turkey enchiladas. And my oldest daughter was like, cool. Like, I can't, I have to tell you, they normally, if I say
it's
I made
like they
something,
were possessed.
It was crazy. Normally they're like, I don't like that. Ew. And they've never even had it, but they just give me like some sort of food, what I'm going to call food tood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this cookbook is magic. I don't know if last week was magic. So on that note, this week's been a little different because I've been traveling. So I am just going to focus on meal planning for next week and Great. Trying new recipes from this cookbook and seeing if the magic continues.
I'm excited for you.
I will say I do have a document that I use.
Yes.
In Google Docs that I can share with listeners. It's a basic template I made up. And actually, a listener also sent me their template and it was very similar to what I'm doing. Mm. And that helps me stay on top of things. And I print that out. I put it on the fridge. Just kind of keeps me in check. So there you have it. What's on the deck for you this week?
Well, I've talked about how we're doing some, I talked about this earlier in the episode yeah. that we're doing this dog training and I just need to be consistent about it and I would like to do at least one exercise per day.
How many minutes do they take?
They're very short.
Okay.
You know, the relaxation protocol takes like 5 minutes if you're doing, and you're actually not supposed to do it for that long because their brains start
they get
hurting.
Tired,
yeah,
right?
They get yeah. tired. It's like too much for them. They get frustrated. And then like same with muzzle training. Like I think max you're supposed to do it for 10 minutes. And like even that is like a long time. And then we have another thing that we're training him to do, which is like stay behind a gate. And again, it's like maybe 10 minutes.
So you still have to like find the time, focus on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And you know, I would like it to also be Matt and I doing this together because that is like we both need to kind of know how to do this stuff. And yeah. Matt's just not home very much. And when he is home, you know, he just wants to like turn his brain off.
Sure. Not start training a dog.
Yeah,
that's hard.
So I'm trying to kind of like strike a balance there, like maybe do some of it on my own, but like try to get him involved in some other aspects of it. And I don't know. So it's a process.
Well, I'm always here to help train that dog.
Oh, why, thank you.
I love working with Bo.
I will take you up on that. What is your intention for this week?
Well, I'm going to keep working on my personal sleep training that I've decided to do.
A lot of training happening this week.
A lot
week.
Of training. You're training a dog. I'm training myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in sleep training myself for an earlier bedtime and an earlier wake time.
How has the earlier bedtime been going?
Great. Last night, you know, I started doing the thing I normally do where I was like, I'm going to make the lunches. I should clean the kitchen. I should do some work. And then I was like, you know what? No, you're tired. Your brain's not functioning at like full capacity. You can do the dishes and then you're going to go to your room and foam roll and listen to your audiobook. And then you can read for a little bit in bed and then it's lights out at 10.
Ooh.
And I was asleep at 10 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
And I did get into the trap where like I looked at the time and I was into my book and I didn't want to stop, but I knew I must.
Wow.
If I wanted to make the early rising time I had set for myself.
Sure.
And I set a challenge.
What time did you get up?
5:30 a.m.
Damn, girl.
Anyway, I'm trying to rise. I want in my dream world, I rise at 5.
Mm-hmm,
and just take the day by storm.
Mm.
So I'm getting there. Also, I noticed when I wake up to work early in the morning, I'm so much more productive than trying to work at 9 o'clock at night.
Totally. Oh, I can't work at night.
No.
I have to work in the morning.
And even work, like I'm saying work, like writing, work, like getting some family documents done, like anything, morning is better. So.
Agree.
So let's see where I am in a week if I'm able to stick to my sleep training.
Great.
The days where we publish the podcast will be tricky because it goes live at night and I'm always a swirl of anxiety. Mm-hmm. So let's just see how I do.
But you can schedule the post and the...
You can. It just is. I sit there and then once it's live, I convince myself there's something wrong with it.
Mm. We could post it earlier.
That might need to be happening. Okay. Get ready for a 4 p.m. podcast because of me. On that note, Dory.
That brings us to the end.
We have come to the conclusion of this episode of Indeed. Forever 35. But if you would like to reach out to us.
We're always here.
We don't go anywhere. We're always inside this podcast. Our phone number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast and join our myriad spinoffs.
Get in there. And if you like the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, tell a friend, or mention us on ye olde social media.
And just a reminder that all the products and other stuff like books and TV shows, etc. Those are always on our website, forever35podcast.com. So head on over there and you can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and on Twitter at forever35pod.
And Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dory Shafrir and Kate Spencer and produced and edited by Sammy Junio, and Lane Hammer is our assistant.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.